All right, welcome. I
Welcome. Give thanks for life. Bless up, my sister. Digital, you don't know. I a gift in the building. Give thanks and praise to the Most High every time, you know?
More life, more fire, positive vibrations only, you already know. So I've been excited to
I'm really happy to be speaking with you, my sister. You know, today is the birthday of Empress Menen, the queen of queens of Ethiopia, the wife of Emperor Haile Selassie I. So I think it's no coincidence that you're calling me today and I'm getting some sister power, some sister love.
Oh yeah, most definitely. You know, everything aligned in the universe, whether we know it or not, you know?
Yes, all right, true.
All right, so yeah, with that being said, let's get it started. So right now, you're currently over in Jamaica, and I'm broadcasting from my loft here in the D.C. metro area. So you want to start by introducing yourself for people that may not be familiar, where they can go and find your music and, you know, lift their consciousness more?
Yeah, first and foremost, big up the whole DC MDVA family. You see me, my whole HU family, you see me? Yeah, man, one perfect love. We still live it up. I a gift in the building, you know, also known as Rasheun. Born in Nigeria, of Nigerian and Jamaican parentage. My father being Jamaican and my mother Nigerian. And I came to live in Jamaica when I was 10. Went to Campion College, high school. And then I left to go to university, big up Howard University once again, when I came to America. And now I've returned to Jamaica, making music. I have a home studio and a record label called Aya Gift Entertainment. So we're here not just building up ourselves, but building up the youths them in the streets and showing them the opportunities that they are, not just in music, but other ways that we can build ourselves as a community and be more self-reliant.
Yeah, that's excellent. And I noticed on Instagram that you do agriculture, you're involved with the, what is it, the Art and Humanities Ministry there or the Tourism Ministry over there?
Well, I work with the Rastafari Youth Initiative Council, which is a young, a youth movement of Rastafari. And to be efficient, we really have to work with all the various ministries of the Jamaica government, as well as the various mansions within the Rastafari community. And I'm glad you noticed the fact about agriculture. I do have a little garden in the back. And, you know, we try to make sure we provide some food for ourselves. Most people in Jamaica know about growing fruit trees. You know, I try to grow my own vegetables again. You know, there's more and more genetically modified food. So when you can, you know, eat where you grow and let your food be your medicine, is really a great benefit.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And you're starting to see more and more here. You know, me following, you know, things on the digital dashboards and digital platforms, you know, the healthy lifestyle, more and more people are starting to awaken to realize that, you know, we have to be careful about what we're putting in our bodies. And, you know, everything that's labeled organic isn't necessarily organic. So you're starting to see even more urban gardens pop up here in the DC area, around the U Street corridor, 9th Street corridors, even in Southeast. You know, there's so many initiatives towards healthy living.
Oh, yes. You know, in fact, a lot of the organic techniques I learned while in the DC area, you know, big up, who is a natural medicine, naturopath. Okay. And he taught me a lot about, right now he's growing a lot of rice, organic rice, right in the Virginia area. Mm-hmm. You know, so I learned a lot of the techniques that we're using now.
Okay.
Right from him. I really give thanks for the area that I live in. Jamaica is such a fertile area that things just, You know, sometimes I just find food and just have to harvest it, you know?
Awesome. No, it's nothing like you said, going back to being self-sufficient. It's nothing like knowing where your own food comes from and things like that. And, you know, we have to get back to living closer to nature. So, yeah, I really admire, you know, the post and stuff that you put up. You want to tell people where they can follow you on social media?
Absolutely. At Aya Gift on Instagram and at IYAHGIFT. IYAHGIFT. And same thing on Twitter. And it's Aya-Gift on Facebook. That's my Facebook page. And also, you can find me on Reverb Nation. You can check me out there. We've been the number one hip-hop artist, you know, in Jamaica on Reverb Nation for a few years now. So give...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Big up.
Give thanks for that ranking. So y'all go check it out. Play my songs a few times. Keep it way up there. Check out the videos I got on there. All my Reverb Nation people, you see me, support the thing. Link Aya Gift. And yes, my music is available on all the various platforms, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, YouTube. You know, sometimes I can't remember the name of all of them, but it's up there. You see me?
Right. You know,
we're on digital platforms in South Africa. You know, the thing is international and global. So anyway, we're doing our best to make ourselves available to the people because we know we have something important to share.
Yeah, definitely. Big up to NRG, New Reggae Generation. Yeah. Big up Aya Gift.
Yeah, have to big up the team. You know, nothing really happens without a family. And I'm really blessed to work with some of Jamaica's greats. McCone and Blake Hannah. You know, he was baptized by the Abuna from the Orthodox Church that was built by the emperor himself. You know, so, yeah, man, these are ordained beings that I'm working with. And he is also the youngest advisor to the Jamaica government. So we call him the Space Age Rasta because he's very good with technology. And he's also highly musically inclined. You know, so he's really helped me increase the quality of our sound, the quality of music. He showed me the importance of mixing and mastering. And I work with a great engineer. Big up yourself, Makonnen, Maki B, the Space Age Rasta, the Prodigy. And also Arsenal, the Artillery. My brethren is in Houston right now. Big up his wife, Sakai. You know, they just recently had a beautiful son. And yeah, he's holding it down in Houston, Texas. They have a show called Rockers Revolution, and they have an Instagram.
Rockers Reggaelution. Yeah, I was just checking it out on the IG. It looks like it's pretty legit. They have a lot of good content up there.
Yeah, they got a show every month right there in Houston, Texas. And my brethren Arsenal, he's a hard-working brethren. This brethren in an NRG, that's one of the reasons why we call our group NRG, because you have to have energy to push this. Mm-hmm. And he's also a chef, you know, so cooks a ton of food for these events. And, you know, we go out there and have a great time and share our music with the people and share our way of life with the people as well.
Yeah, big up to that. Big up bringing the community together, you know, giving them some spiritual food, you know, and entertainment at the same time. There's nothing like listening to some music that really raise your spirits and, you know, make you feel good. So with that being said, like for people that haven't heard your music, how would you, you know, me personally, I and many that I've played your music for, you know, I always say, hey, you got to check out my brother. You got to hear this music. I really feel like he's the our generation Bob Marley. But, you know, that's my own take, my own opinion. But how would you describe your music to, you know, people that may be unfamiliar?
Well, to me, Ace, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Couldn't hear you. Yeah, but for me, that is the greatest compliment, you know. His music help to put not just Rastafari, but the island of Jamaica. And
right.
I decided to be take my time and study Tuff Gong, Chris Blackwell, you know, not just the music, but the business aspect. What did they do? You know, and one thing about Bob Marley, you can see they had a great band. You know, the Ice, those three beautiful sisters, you know, Marcia Griffiths, Rita, but you know, they brought a lot of energy to what it wasn't just a lot of credit, but it was a family, a team effort, you know. So that's one thing that I learned a lot about. He was a very hard-working brethren, you know, the amount of practice that he put in, rehearsal, how serious he took it. When you go back and watch some of the film documentaries, you can see the discipline. So that's one thing I really took from Bob, to say that if you're going to be successful in this thing, take it with a level of discipline. Bob always spoke about health. You know, Bob spoke about the importance of your temple, you're taking care of your body. You know, being able, he loved to play football, which is something I love to do as well. I love basketball as well. So, yeah, Bob was an example to me. I learned a lot from the great Gong Bob Marley, and definitely try to use it into what I'm doing. And
definitely
work with greats. You know, like recently we were single with Kabaka Pyramid. Big up the Bebel Rock family. It's called Blazing Fire. You can check YouTube. It's also available on iTunes. And yeah, so we're trying to work with our brother community, work with our brothers in the hip-hop community, and let it be a team effort, this thing that's happening, this revolution that's happening right now.
So with this evolution that's happening right now with reggae and with hip-hop, you know, what is the goal? What is the objective? You know, obviously to have more unity and respect within the community, but what ultimately is the goal? Is it to get everyone on board so that as individual businesses that we can all better, you know, keep money within our communities? What is the ultimate goal for the movement?
Thank you.
It's the same principles Marcus got. One aim, one destiny, and efficiency. Being able to help brother, I know, so your brother is able to help you. And we still strongly believe that connection to the motherland is a very important part of that. You know, so I have my brothers from Habesha, Sean Myers, the Chaz March Choir, still residing in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And they have built a school in Ghana, right?
Oh, nice.
And they received land from the kings of Ghana, the royal kings, the royal family of Accra, of Ghana, gave them land just outside of Accra. And and they built a school that teaches culture, permaculture, other educational sciences, and they're also now working on a residence for people who are looking towards trade. So that focus, but economic sufficiency is important even to help us achieve that goal. So that is something that we're working on. And we feel that the music plays an important part, and that's why we have to deal with it professionally.
Yeah, definitely. So how, who are, as far as people that are already a part of the community, how, you know, obviously they probably already know about your movements and other initiatives taking place. But who are you specifically targeting as far as maybe new audience? Are you targeting a younger generation, or, you know, are you targeting people that are looking to raise their spirits through music as far as, you know, joining this movement?
That's a good question. When I was recording,
you know, I kind of had a target, conscious-minded people, as well as my brothers and sisters in Africa. But since releasing a few of the singles, we realized that the appeal is to a broader market base. You know, there are a lot of people who are going through disability and anxiety, traumatic situations that really relate a lot to this album. It really helped the people going through any. We want it to be a situation that if they help us, we can also help them. You know, so we're looking into that aspect and getting a lot of support from Europe. You know, Germany, France. Oh yeah, big up Dancehall Hooligans. It's big deal. Paris for bouncing out Blazing Fire. She's the one sailing. They support Aya Gift Music from the beginning. So a nice link up from Europe, all the way as far as Japan. We see people coming in for Aya Gift Music, you know. So we're trying to learn more about how to reach such a broad market, you know, because really I'm more of an artist than a promoter, guitar. But because I'm an independent, I have to know what I'm doing. Even if I have someone helping me, I still got going on, you know.
Right, but that's just organically, just, you know, so basically you're saying you haven't even really marketed to a broad audience. This is just the natural growth of the music and the movement and the projects on your own.
Yeah, this is mostly just natural growth of the music on my own, you know, just learning some things of how an independent label technology, you know, the up on the internet, using the social media, and them give thanks and praises.
All right, finally, more life, more fire.
More life, more energy, my sister. Glory to Word, Sound, and Power. The Most High Emperor, the Selassie, the First, and Empress Menin. More life and more strength.
Yeah, strength and powers, honor, respect. So finally, we're back again. To have you here. I'm glad to have you here on the Digital Digest. We're just, you know, getting some conversation started so we can get some deep archives and really get this information out there for those in the community, you know, those part of the diaspora. So just going back to where we ended in the last podcast, you were starting to say, you know, who you want your music to reach, and talking more about bringing together more unity in the communities, regardless of, you know, race, etc. You know, just a, you know, a massive one love movement. So go ahead, big yourself up, and can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, man. Absolutely, my sister. I want big up my brother Rastak over in Israel. A couple singles that me and him have together. And we have a new remix to a song that we call Bondat that I'm working on right now. So big him up right now. Big up my Swami brethren in New York, you know what I'm saying, that produced the Life and Time single on the new album that we got coming out this summer as well. Look out for the new album, Blazing Fire, She's the One. A couple of the singles that are already out that you can check out. You Must Be Wise recently released a music video. Mahaley Brown, sister-in from Germany. Big up Jamexi, my sister-in from California. Yeah. They're both in the You Must Be Wise video. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a worldwide movement. DJ Crooks in California, big up yourself too. Yeah, so really what we're just trying to do is work with people who have the same vision to, you know, spread love, to spread clean liberty throughout humanity, and to work together to help each other prosper. Yeah. You know, and I see you're doing the same thing, Digital. So that's why I'm glad to be working with you, my sister.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. You know, I've been knowing you well over probably about 10 years by now.
Yes, totally. Yeah. Over 10 years now.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, there are a lot of artists that come and go, you know, whether they're indie or mainstream or whatever the case may be. But I would definitely say that your music, it inspires the culture. It inspires for us to, you know, lift our spirits up. And, you know, it's definitely music for a movement. You know, you have a lot of anthems. You have a lot of big tunes. You know, a lot of times when we think of roots music or conscious hip hop, you know, we think, you know, we're trading off on the up-tempo sounds and things like that. So for people that are unfamiliar, could you explain your sound to them and, you know, what kind of influences your music and your projects are inspired by?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I have a big the Amphibians, my family in the D.C., big up man like Shamir, my sensei, World of Light Music, a very strong hip-hop group in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And while living in D.C., I was part of the Amphibians family. And they were very much into freestyle hip-hop. You know, I used to just show up on the corner and start playing beats and perform, you know, no pre-written material. So that has influenced my style of music a lot. I get in the studio sometimes and freestyle, you know, so some of the songs are just straight from the heart on this Touchable album. And also they taught me about how to write, how to create music, you know, from the scratch, because we also had beat makers in the group. You know, big up my like Phil, is it? With time, my brother. And, you know, they show me the importance of, you know, building the music, the importance of playing instruments, the importance of live music, the live sound, as well as the ability to sample, to take the old records and recreate them. So I learned a lot about hip hop from the Amphibians. And when I came to Jamaica, very closely, because he kind of understood the hip hop production musical aspect, and we merged very well together because he's also a reggae producer and he understood how to merge the two of them to create the sound that we have. And we believe the song, you know, if you listen to the Aya Ites mixtape, it's on my SoundCloud Aya Gift, and you can download the songs there for free. So we kind of worked out a system on that mixtape in our sound as well. So this album, we believe, is an improvement on the mixtape.
Nice. So what brought the mixtape about, and, you know, why improving upon it? You know, was it because you saw something missing? What really, because there are a ton of artists, all they do is put out mixtapes. So for you to put out a mixtape and improve upon the sound, that must mean you got a nice response, or, you know, there's a vision that you're following behind. Can you tell us more about it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The first single, Masterpiece, we did a music video for it. And give thanks to my sister, Mo Cherie, because she arranged and managed the whole shooting of that music video, and it turned out to be a true masterpiece, you know, and the community of Jamaica resonated with it. The whole world took on to it. It went global, and it helped the mixtape to be a huge success.
Oh,
we had a song with Dre Island, Can't Stay Away From Your Love, Marijuana. That was a huge success. Big up my brother Dre Island, wherever he is, you see me. And that helped propel the mixtape, and it kind of showed us, because at the time we were kind of just having fun with the music. These were songs we were just linking up in the studio recording, and we're like, we had a bunch of songs, and we're like, let's put all these songs together and put out a mixtape. The huge success of these songs, you know, the way the song with Dre Island went viral as soon as we released it, we're like, wow, you know, this is so, there's potential here. You know, this is something we can take seriously. And also we started getting calls for shows just off of songs on the mixtape. So it became a mission, and it also became, you know, something that was feeding us. So we say, all right, thank you to the Most High, and we're going to put the effort in to take this to a higher level.
Nice. So is that how the tour came about?
Right. So after that, we didn't really do a tour, but we did a few shows at different places in the island, promoting the songs. And then we started getting bookings for hotels because, you know, there's a nice tourism industry here in Jamaica.
Right.
And we got to work with some of the international DJs, and that helped to spread the music once again. So we're definitely looking to plan a tour for this album when we release it. But we know those things take a nice budget. You know, we're looking to perform with a live band. And so far, we just have a few of those pieces together. Still putting together the whole team to make that mission be what we really want it to be.
This is the time to put the call out there. You never know who may end up hearing this.
Very true. Very true, my sister. So, you know, I'm working with Dreamy Rhythms, a great guitarist. Lady Sage, awesome on the keys. You know, so we're really looking for a great drummer, a great bass player, a nice percussionist. I got a burgeoning mind to play saxophone because I want a little horn section in there. Mm-hmm. And I have a few sisters that I have in mind to work with me on harmonies. So, yeah, we're looking out for a drummer and a nice bass player. So anyone who hears this sound and knows that they want to link up with Ayagif, please give me a shout.
All right. And we're coming right up on a 10-minute mark, and we probably got about 10 minutes left. So for those people that are unfamiliar with your journey and how you came about, how do you go from just, you know, getting some buzz off a mixtape to, you know, starting to organize and, you know, play with the live band and, you know, really start to enrich the culture the way you are? You know, give people a little bit about your backstory, a little bit on your backstory.
All right. Yes. Well, like I told you, I started working as soon as I returned to Jamaica. I started working with Makonnen and Arsenal, and they already had a bit of a following and a bit of a live movement calling. So I got an opportunity to perform with them a lot of times. And, you know, a lot of times I just go and perform for free just to get the brand out there. And we got to perform at a lot of the universities, University of Technology, University of the West Indies, College of Arts and Sciences, Edna Manley Teachers College. You know, so we got to hit all the education centers, and that helped us to reach out to the youth of Jamaica very quickly.
Nice.
And we started getting callings for more events, and we started hitting up the high schools to even get to the younger generations. Haile Selassie High School, which is the school that Emperor Haile Selassie built when he visited Jamaica, April 21st, 1966.
Mm-hmm.
I even recently wrote a song about that visit called Fly In, and that still is available on iTunes, and it's also up. And we basically started reaching out to the younger community, and they embraced us, and we started getting calls to parties as well. And like, all right, we have to kind of change up the performance. We don't want to be doing the same thing all the time. So we went into writing new songs, and then we realized that we need to use the internet as well, not just hitting up the shows, going give thanks and praises.
All right, finally, more life, more fire.
More life, more energy, my sister. Glory to Word, Sound, and Power, the Most High Emperor Haile Selassie the First and Empress Menin. More life and more strength.
Yeah, strength and powers, honor and respect. So finally, we're back again to have you here. I'm glad to have you here on the Digital Digest. We're just, you know, getting some conversation started so we can get some deep archives and really get this information out there for those in the community, you know, those part of the diaspora. So just going back to where we ended in the last podcast, you were starting to say, you know, who you want your music to reach, and talking more about, bringing together more unity in the communities, regardless of, you know, race, et cetera, you know, just a, you know, a massive one love movement. So go ahead, big yourself up, and can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, man. Absolutely, my sister. I want to big up my brother Rastak over in Israel. A couple singles that me and him have together. We have a new remix to a song that we call Bun that I'm working on right now. So big him up right now. Big up my Swami brethren in New York, you know what I'm saying, that produced the Life and Time single on the new album that we got coming out this summer as well. Look out for the new album, Blazing Fire, She's the One. A couple of the singles that are already out that you can check out. You Must Be Wise recently released a music video. Mahaley Brown, sister-in from Germany. Big up Jamexi, my sister-in from California. Yeah. They're both in the You Must Be Wise video. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a worldwide movement. DJ Crooks in California, big up yourself too. Yeah, so really what we're just trying to do is work with people who have the same vision to, you know, spread love, to spread clean liberty throughout humanity and to work together to help each other prosper, you know. And I see you're doing the same thing digitally, so that's why I'm glad to be working with you, my sister.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I've been knowing you well over probably about 10 years by now.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Over 10 years now.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, there are a lot of artists that come and go, you know, whether they're indie or mainstream or whatever the case may be. But I would definitely say that your music, it inspires the culture. It inspires for us to, you know, lift our spirits up. And, you know, it's definitely music for a movement. You know, you have a lot of anthems. You have a lot of big tunes. You know, a lot of times when we think of roots music or conscious hip hop, you know, we think, you know, we're trading off on the up-tempo sounds and things like that. So for people that are unfamiliar, could you explain your sound to them and, you know, what kind of influences your music and your projects are inspired by?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I have for big the Amphibians, my family in the D.C., big up man like Shamir, my sensei, World of Light Music, a very strong hip hop group in the DC, Maryland, Virginia area. And while living in DC, I was part of the Amphibians family. And They were very much into freestyle hip hop. You know, I used to just show up on the corner and start playing beats and perform, you know, no pre-written material. So. That has influenced my style of music a lot. I get in the studio sometimes and freestyle, you know, so some of the songs are just straight from the heart on this Touchable album. And also they taught me about how to write, how to create music, you know, from the scratch, because we also had beat makers in the group. You know, big up my life, Phil, is it? Every time, my brother. And, you know, they show me the importance of, you know, building the music, the importance of playing instruments, the importance of live music, the live sound, as well as the ability to sample, to take the old records and recreate them. So I learned a lot about hip hop from the Amphibians. And when I came to Jamaica, very closely, because he kind of understood the hip hop production musical aspect, and we merge very well together because he's also a reggae producer and he understood how to merge the two of them to create the sound that we have. And we believe the sound, you know, if you listen to the Aya Ites mixtape, it's on my SoundCloud Aya Gift, and you can download the songs there for free. So we kind of worked out a system on that mixtape in our sound as well. So this album, we believe, is an improvement on the mixtape.
Nice. So what brought the mixtape about, and, you know, why improving upon it? You know, was it because you saw something missing. What really, because there, you know, there are a ton of artists. All they do is put out mixtapes. So for you to put out a mixtape and improve upon the sound, that must mean you got a nice response, or, you know, there's a vision that you're following behind. Can you tell us more about it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The first single, Masterpiece, we did a music video for it. And give thanks to my sister, Mo Cherie, because she arranged and managed the whole shooting of that music video. And it turned out to be a true masterpiece, you know. And the community of Jamaica resonated with it. The whole world took on to it. It went global. And it helped the mixtape to be a huge success.
Oh.
We had a song with Dre Island, Can't Stay Away From Your Love, Marijuana. That was a huge success. Big up my brother Dre Island, wherever he is, you see me? And that helped propel the mixtape, and it kind of showed us, because at the time we were kind of just having fun with the music. These were songs we were just linking up in the studio recording, and we're like, yo, let's... We had a bunch of songs, and we're like, yo, let's put all these songs together and put out a mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
The huge success of these songs, you know, the way the song with Dre Island went viral as soon as we released it, we're like, wow, you know, this is so, there's potential here. You know, this is something we can take seriously. And also we started getting calls for shows just off of songs on the mixtape. So it became a mission, and it also became, you know, something that was feeding us. So we say, all right, thank you to the Most High, and we're gonna put the effort in to take this to a higher level.
Nice. So is that how the tour came about?
Right. So after that, we didn't really do a tour, but we did a few shows at different places in the island, promoting the songs. And then we started getting bookings for hotels because, you know, there's a nice tourism industry here in Jamaica.
Right, right.
And we got to work with some of the international DJs, and that helped to spread the music once again. So we're definitely looking to plan a tour for this album when we release it. But we know those things take a nice budget. You know, we're looking to perform with a live band. And so far, we just have a few of those pieces together. Still putting together the whole team to make that mission be what we really want it to be.
This is the time to put the call out there. You never know who may end up hearing this.
Very true. Very true, my sister. So, you know, I'm working with Dreamy Rhythms, a great guitarist. Lady Sage, awesome on the keys. You know, so we're really looking for a great drummer, a great bass player, a nice percussionist. I got a burgeon in mind to play saxophone because I want a little horn section in there. Mm-hmm. And I have a few sisters that I have in mind to work with me on harmonies. So, yeah, we're looking out for a drummer and a nice bass player. So anyone who hears this sound and knows that they want to link up with Ayagif, please give me a shout.
All right. And we're coming right up on a 10-minute mark, and we probably got about 10 minutes left. So for those people that are unfamiliar with your journey and how you came about, how do you go from just, you know, getting some buzz off a mixtape to, you know, starting to organize and, you know, play with the live band and, you know, really start to enrich the culture the way you are? You know, give people a little bit about your backstory, a little bit on your backstory.
All right. Yes. Well, like I told you, I started working as soon as I returned to Jamaica. I started working with Maconan and Arsenal, and they already had a bit of a following and a bit of a live movement calling. So I got an opportunity to perform with them a lot of times. And, you know, a lot of times I just go and perform for free just to get the brand out there. And we got to perform at a lot of the universities. University of Technology, University of the West Indies, College of Arts and Sciences, Edna Manley Teachers College, you know, so we got to hit all the education centers, and that helped us to reach out to the youth of Jamaica very quickly.
Nice.
And we started getting callings for more events, and we started hitting up the high schools to even get to the younger generations. Haile Selassie High School, which is the school that Emperor Haile Selassie built when he visited Jamaica, April 21st, 1966.
Mm-hmm.
I even recently wrote a song about that visit called Fly In, and that school is available on iTunes, and it's also up as listener. And we basically started reaching out to the younger community, and they embraced us, and we started getting calls to parties as well. And like, all right, we have to kind of change up the performance. We don't want to be doing the same thing all the time. So we went into writing new songs, and then we realized that we need to use the internet as well, not just hitting up the shows, going give thanks and praises.
All right, finally, more life, more fire.
More life, more energy, my sister. Glory to Word, Sound, and Power. The Most High Emperor Selassie the First and Empress Menin. More life and more strength.
Yeah, strength and powers, honor, respect. So finally, we're back again to have you here. I'm glad to have you here on the Digital Digest. We're just, you know, getting some conversation started so we can get some deep archives and really get this information out there for those in the community, you know, those part of the diaspora. So just going back to where we ended in the last podcast, you were starting to say, you know, who you want your music to reach, and talking more about bringing together more unity in the communities, regardless of, you know, race, et cetera, you know, just a, you know, a massive one love movement. So go ahead, big yourself up, and can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, man. Absolutely, my sister. I want to big up my brethren, Rastak, over in Israel. A couple singles that me and him have together. And we have a new remix to a song that we call Bondat that I'm working on right now. So big him up right now. Big up my Swami brethren in New York, you know what I'm saying, that produced the Life and Time single on the new album that we got coming out this summer as well. Look out for the new album, Blazing Fire, She's the One. A couple of the singles that are already out that you can check out. You Must Be Wise recently released a music video. Mahaley Brown, sister-in from Germany. Big up Jamexi, my sister-in from California. Yeah. They're both in the You Must Be Wise video. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a worldwide movement. DJ Crooks in California, big up yourself too. Yeah, so really what we're just trying to do is work with people who have the same vision to, you know, spread love, to spread clean liberty throughout humanity, and to work together to help each other prosper.
Yeah.
You know, and I see you're doing the same thing digital. So that's why I'm glad to be working with you, my sister.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. You know, I've been knowing you well over probably about 10 years by now.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Over 10 years now.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, there are a lot of artists that come and go, you know, whether they're indie or mainstream or whatever the case may be, but I would definitely say that your music, it inspires the culture. It inspires for us to, you know, lift our spirits up. And, you know, it's definitely music for a movement. You know, you have a lot of anthems, you have a lot of big tunes. You know, a lot of times when we think of roots music or conscious hip hop, you know, we think, you know, we're trading off on the up-tempo sounds and things like that. So for people that are unfamiliar, could you explain your sound to them and, you know, what kind of influences your music and your projects are inspired by?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I have a big the Amphibians, my family in the D.C., big up man like Shamir, my sensei, World of Light Music, a very strong hip-hop group in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And while living in D.C., I was part of the Amphibians family. And they were very much into freestyle hip-hop. You know, I used to just show up on the corner and start playing beats and perform. You know, no pre-written material. So that has influenced my style of music a lot. I get in the studio sometimes and freestyle, you know, so some of the songs are just straight from the heart on this Touchable album. And also they taught me about how to write, how to create music, you know, from the scratch, because we also had beat makers in the group. You know, big up my like Phil, is it? With time, my brother. And, you know, they show me the importance of, you know, building the music, the importance of playing instruments, the importance of live music, the live sound, as well as the ability to sample, to take the old records and recreate them. So I learned a lot about hip hop from the Amphibians. And when I came to Jamaica, very closely, because he kind of understood the hip hop production musical aspect. And we merged very well together because he's also a reggae producer and he understood how to merge the two of them to create the sound that we have. And we believe the song, you know, if you listen to the Aya Ites mixtape, it's on my SoundCloud Aya Gift. And you can download the songs there for free. So we kind of worked out a system on that mixtape in our sound as well. So this album, we believe, is an improvement on the mixtape.
Nice. So what brought the mixtape about, and, you know, why improving upon it? You know, was it because you saw something missing? What really, because there are a ton of artists, all they do is put out mixtapes. So for you to put out a mixtape and improve upon the sound, that must mean you got a nice response, or, you know, there's a vision that you're following behind. Can you tell us more about it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The first single, Masterpiece, we did a music video for it. And give thanks to my sister, Mo Cherie, because she arranged and managed the whole shooting of that music video. And it turned out to be a true masterpiece, you know, and the community of Jamaica resonated with it. The whole world took on to it. It went global and it helped the mixtape to be a huge success.
Oh,
we had a song with Dre Island, Can't Stay Away From Your Love, Marijuana. That was a huge success. Big up my brother Dre Island, wherever there, you see me. And that helped propel the mixtape, and it kind of showed us, because at the time we were kind of just having fun with the music. These were songs we were just linking up in the studio recording, and we're like, we had a bunch of songs, and we're like, let's put all these songs together and put out a mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
The huge success of these songs, you know, the way the song with Dre Island went viral as soon as we released it, we're like, wow, you know, this is so, there's potential here. You know, this is something we can take seriously. And also we started getting calls for shows just off of songs on the mixtape. So it became a mission, and it also became, you know, something that was feeding us. So we say, all right, thank you to the Most High, and we're going to put the effort in to take this to a higher level.
Nice. So is that how the tour came about?
Right. So after that, we didn't really do a tour, but we did a few shows at different places in the island promoting the songs. And then we started getting bookings for hotels because, you know, there's a nice tourism industry here in Jamaica.
Right.
And we got to work with some of the international DJs, and that helped to spread the music once again. So we're definitely looking to plan a tour for this album when we release it. But we know those things take a nice budget. You know, we're looking to perform with a live band. And so far, we just have a few of those pieces together. Still putting together the whole team to make that mission be what we really want it to be.
This is the time to put the call out there. You never know who may end up hearing this.
Very true, my sister. So, you know, I'm working with Dreamy Rhythms, a great guitarist. Lady Sage, awesome on the keys. You know, so we're really looking for a great drummer, a great bass player.
a nice percussionist. I got a virgin in mind to play saxophone because I want a little horn section in there. Mm-hmm. And I have a few sisters that I have in mind to work with me on harmonies. So, yeah, we're looking out for a drummer and a nice bass player. So anyone who hears this sound and knows that they want to link up with Ayagif, please give me a shout.
All right. And we're coming right up on a 10-minute mark, and we probably got about 10 minutes left. So for those people that are unfamiliar with your journey and how you came about, how do you go from just, you know, getting some buzz off a mixtape to, you know, starting to organize and, you know, play with the live band and, you know, really start to enrich the culture the way you are? You know, give people a little bit about your backstory, a little bit on your backstory.
All right. Yes. Well, like I told you, I started working as soon as I returned to Jamaica. I started working with Maconan and Arsenal, and they already had a bit of a following and a bit of a live movement calling. So I got an opportunity to perform with them a lot of times. And, you know, a lot of times I just go and perform for free just to get the brand out there. And we got to perform at a lot of the universities, University of Technology, University of the West Indies, College of Arts and Sciences, Edna Manley Teachers College. You know, so we got to hit all the education centers, and that helped us to reach out to the youth of Jamaica very quickly.
Nice.
And we started getting callings for more events, and we started hitting up the high schools to even get to the younger generations. Haile Selassie High School, which is the school that Emperor Haile Selassie built when he visited Jamaica April 21st, 1966.
Mm-hmm.
I even recently wrote a song about that visit called Fly In, and that still is available on iTunes, and it's also up. And we basically started reaching out to the younger community, and they embraced us, and we started getting calls to parties as well. And like, all right, we have to kind of change up the performance. We don't want to be doing the same thing all the time. So we went into writing new songs, and then we realized that we need to use the internet as well, not just hitting up the shows going.
All right, and we're back with another edition of the Digital Digest with your host, me, Digital Ace. And today we have on the line with us Ayagif, all the way from Jamaica. And we've been, you know, getting this, perfecting our craft with this podcast tonight. So, you know, this is going to be a really good conversation once everything is lined up and published. So, Ayagif, you're back on the line, right?
Yeah, I'm right here with you, my sister. Give thanks.
All right. Everything's always blessed. Thank you so much for your patience. And, it, you know, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, you know, and, you know, learn more about what you're doing and, you know, even modeling myself after what you're doing so that as I fulfill my career goals, I'm also fulfilling my kingdom goals. And in our last clip, you were starting to talk about, you know, the different schools that you were being able to, that you had the opportunity to perform at, and how you were, you know, being able to get in front of the youth with your different concerts. So I was saying, you know, how is the youth attracted to this music? You know, we have a lot of gangster music out, a lot of, you know, more worldly hip hop sounding music out there. And that's all fine and good. No disrespect to those artists. But how is it with you making a connection with the younger audience that may not already, you know, be so readily attracted to conscious music?
Right. Well, that was one of the things with the hip hop influence that, you know, what I learned from hip hop is that you could have that very hardcore sound that grabs the soul and yet have some very conscious music flowing over it, like the Nas album, Ain't Hard to Tell, that album, you know, with the Premier and Pete Rock on the beats, you know, some very serious hard thumping music. You know, also you have that African vibe, being a person who loves the drum. You know, so I had to incorporate that into my music and also, you know, use that hardcore flow because that's something that I loved a lot. I was a big fan of Mobb Deep, a huge fan of like Wu-Tang Clan, Old Dirty Bastard. So I wanted to bring that energetic flow, yet giving them lyrics that could enhance their life, you know, and therefore enhance my life. And also, you know, anything I learned from life, I try to put in music. You know, that's really basically a philosophy when we are express. It's from real life, real talk, you know. So, yeah, that's how we've been trying to express, reach out to the youth. And we find we've been making that connection, my sister, you know, because and the youth that I give fuck one, how you doing? It's a beautiful thing.
That's what's up. And that's what really is about, you know, like entertainment, you know, and to have material things, yeah, you know, that's fine and good. But those things fade away when you do, you know. And I feel like real legacies are built and you have real riches when you have the heart of the people, when you have the heart of the youth, especially because those are the ones that's going to, you know, give you the best word of mouth marketing, right?
Absolutely, my sister. You know, that is the true riches. You know, that's one of my hashtags on Mr. Riches, right? And really what I say with that is right is riches. You know, just being alive is the riches, you know, because you have a ton of money and you're not alive. It's not much, you know, so, you know, life is the greatest riches. So at the same time, we have to know how to generate wealth amongst ourselves and, you know, how to take it from this stage and carry it to that stage, you know, from one to transform it into another element, you know. So we have to connect with our ancestors, you know. So that's one of the things whenever I speak with the youth, I always show them, you know, respect your elders. And not only your living elders, we have to remember those who are not here any longer, but are still with us. And how we
kind of a way for us.
Yes, and how we can speak to them, how we can learn from them same way.
Yeah, and with that being said, I'm glad that you introduced a bit about the culture. So with so much, you know, it's great. It's a great time to be alive and to be able to use the tools and technology, you know, that we've been blessed with, you know, for blissful living. But in this, do you see the culture fading away? You know, in D.C., we see a lot of gentrification coming in with the old neighborhoods that barely you can recognize. You know, a lot of programs being cut around the country that affect, you know, minorities, women and children. So with that, you know, we're seeing more and more a diaspora type of movement where, you know, you could say that, you know, you could have the Georgia Avenue diaspora right now because people that used to live in those tight knit communities are now far, you know, and stretched out. So my question to you is, with this whole movement, you know, in the digital era, how are you using your music and the technology to bring the culture together? Or keep it together?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, we're using the message to spread, using the technology to spread it like a wildfire. And what I would say about the gentrification aspect that you brought up is that it's not just the community gentrification and the wealthy and the so-called poor gentrification, but the planet itself is under attack. Right now, my sister, you know, the water systems, the ocean is being polluted at a rapid level and the soil, the food that we're eating don't have nutrients that it's supposed to have because of how the soil is being treated, you know, so we have to look at it beyond just, me live on this block and, you know.
Yeah,
in the upper class and you're in the middle and them kind of thing there, but we have to look on it like the survival of all of us.
Exactly.
The survival of all of us, how we act, how we plan, you know, certain ways that we have, some behaviors that we have picked up as human beings are destructive, you know, and we know better now. So we have to start changing those patterns, you know, and that's something that even I am learning more about. And mm-hmm. I've spoken about it somewhat in my music, but I'm gonna definitely mm-hmm. try and get more specific about these topics in Aya Gift future projects.
Oh, nice. And, you know, we'll definitely be looking for more of that. Can you, real quick, you know, we're about at the 7-minute mark. So before we go any deeper, can you let people know where they can find your music and where they can follow you on social media?
Oh, yeah. I want everyone to subscribe to my YouTube, Aya Gift Music, right? And I just released a recent single with Kabaka Pyramid, Blazing Fire. I try to put all my stuff up there. So go check me out, Aya Gift Music. Subscribe. Yeah, and share it with more people. And just link me up on Instagram at Aya Gift, on Twitter at Aya Gift, Facebook, Aya Gift, also my fan page, because my regular friend page is getting a bit full now. Aya dash gift. And just link me up there, sir. And yeah, also Reverb Nation. You can buy my music, support my thing, put some money in at the bank, you see me? And go to iTunes, you know, Apple, Spotify, and the various places that sell music, and you can get my music right there. You can stream my music right there. It's available on all those platforms. And also, if you're coming to Jamaica, you know, we have ways where we can accommodate you. You know, I have a brethren who have a place called Cozy Accommodations in Kingston. We have a Virgin has a lovely place called Moringa in Gadi, a beautiful wooden villa in Treasure Beach, St. Elizabeth, right on the beach. So yeah, we out with Aya Gift if you want to come to Jamaica. Hit me on Aya Gift Music at Gmail. IYAHGIFTMUSIC at Gmail. So there are several ways you can link me up, keep in touch with me, support the movement, and you know, I try to, what goes around comes around. You know, you give me a strength, me, I'm going to try to give you a strength.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Respect. And that's what it's really all about. You know, this thing, it you know, it has to be a for us, by us type movement. You know, it's too many of us in this generation. It's too many of us in our community that do the same thing, that's constantly moving around each other, that could, you know, we could all benefit from one another's support. So, you know, that's blessed that you put that out there like that. Thank you for sharing that information. So recently you've been talking about going on tour. How's that looking for you these days?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely coming together. We have the album, you know, great success with the singles. Big up my brother Kabaka Pyramid for this Blazing Fire single. It's changing my life, you know, but really we're just trying to put the band together, rehearse a little bit and get the presentation tight, and then we'll start thinking about setting up dates and where we're going to go, how we're going to get there and stuff like that, because you know I'm very meticulous about how we present this project, so we're not rushing that aspect. We definitely want to get the music, the live presentation of the music, so tight. You know, we know we can just put on the track and perform. We've done that for years, but we're taking it to another level right now, putting together the band. And yeah, we're getting ready to show you something special, my sister. Oh,
that's what's up. Yeah. That's what we like to hear. You know, we stay side ready, locked and loaded, waiting to, you know, we're ready to go when you pull a trigger.
Yes, all right. So the fire going blaze, you know, look out for the album. It's going yeah. Massive. We're doing everything, working on the graphic aspect of the cover and all of that stuff right now. You know, as you notice, the singles, we've tried to make all of them look different, look special, so they stand out and represent everything the song is talking about. So we want to do the same for this album cover.
Nice. More life, more fire. And with that being said, you know, what we were getting in, what I wanted to touch on before the podcast cut off in our last conversation was, you have so many artists that have been out for a long time that kind of, I can't say anyone specifically, and let me backtrack. You have indie artists that sometimes they gravitate towards a more mainstream sound, but I noticed with your music, you stay pure to your core. Like, even if you get you know, more up-tempo beats, even if you come with more harder lyrics, you know, you never change, you know, you never leave with, you know, from within the conscious eye. So how is it that you maintain your balance? Is it something that you're reading? Is it how you're eating? I mean, I know it's all around lifestyle, but, you know, how is it that you're able to stay true to your original sound, your original thought process? Because even me, I know as a poet, sometimes if I become a little tense, a little frustrated, then that comes out in my art form. But with your sound, even if it's more aggressive, it still comes across at the end with a moral to the story or a positive message. How do you achieve that?
Good question, my sis. And I think you kind of answered it with the question, you know, is the lifestyle, you know, what mm-hmm. you do every day affects how you feel, how you think, and how you present your thoughts. So, yeah, what you eat is also very important. I think who you spend your time with, your energy around, you know, that's going to affect how you present as well. And I try to spend a lot of time around the elders of the community, you know, mm-hmm. Rastafari elders, as well as other elders, you know. Mm-hmm. All my elders, I love them because they have experience. There's nothing like experience. Mm-hmm. You know, the more I live, mm-hmm. the more I realize how great of a teacher it is. So I like mm-hmm. to listen to my elders and try to incorporate the knowledge that they give me in my music. And basically, I listen to my brethren, my team, like I mentioned earlier, NRG, as well as our other great producers that I work with, Big Up Hot Edge, Casper Productions, Elarge, my brother, Maki B, once again, Arsenal. When we're in the studio and we're saying stuff, we're listening to each other and we talk to each other and they let us know, you know? Yo, mm-hmm. that's that upful deso. That could have more upful deso, you know? mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're always sharpening each other. And nice. Thanks for that. Yes, sir.
Nice. So are we going to see more artists coming from the label? What's the name of the label again? Aya Gift Entertainment?
Yes, we have Aya Gift Entertainment. And we have some young artists that have been in the studio. As soon as we finish this podcast, I'm expecting a young artist to arrive to come do some music. We put on the event Queens with Voices that had a bunch of female talent that's also on my YouTube channel. You can check it out at the University of the West Indies. And we're still working with a lot of those young sisters. Some of them have already gone on to be big stars. Big up Yila Ike, Azza Lineage. Yeah, a lot of them have already shut off. Bird's Eye, Big Up Yourself, doing their own events. And
this is within an island, or they've gone worldwide as well?
Worldwide as well. You know, Leela has already been working with Chronix. I believe she's now on his label. And she's gone worldwide, all over Europe and all them kind of thing there, you know. So.
And this is an artist from Aya Gift Entertainment?
No, well, I don't really sign these artists. You see what I'm saying? Okay. What it is we're an independent label and we'll produce a single with you. Mm-hmm. We have a show that we're putting on. We'll give you an opportunity to showcase. Right? Mm-hmm. So we're using the label more as a platform that's going to lift you and then give you the opportunity as an independent artist now to be greater.
To get more exposure. Okay.
Right.
So what about artists that stateside that may be interested in coming to Jamaica to perform? Is this something just within the island, or is this something that you're extending to any artist?
Oh, yes. You know, like I said, we have Rockers Regulation already happening in Houston. And there are a lot of artists performing there, working with my brother Arsenal. We're looking to extend it to a few more places. I don't like to talk too many things before I have them kind of concretized, but right. Yeah, we're definitely looking to extend our platform. And oh yes, if we're doing an event in Kingston and you would like to be a part of it, let us know. And if you would like to come to Kingston and you want us to help you organize the event, we also do that.
Oh, wonderful. Just in time for the summer, right?
Yo, anytime, yo. It's, you know, Jamaica, the weather's pretty much good year round.
It's always summer.
The weather's pretty much year round. You know, this February is reggae month. You know, so a lot of people come down in February because it's pretty cold up there in February. So summertime is nice, same way. It's a holiday. But yeah, year round. Any time of year, any month you choose, Jamaica ready.
Nice. And we're just coming up on 17 minutes here, just recapping, you know, getting some tour updates, some cultural updates. You know, before we close, though, I did want to give you a chance to talk about, you know, what really fuels, you know, the whole movement, what fuels the lifestyle. You want to talk about your masterpiece Juices and what you have going on with the agricultural ministry?
All right. Yeah, basically, you know, Masterpiece Juices is another independent business that I have. We make red, gold, and green juice. The red juice is the beetroot with Irish moss. The gold juice is the pineapple and ginger. And the green juice is the spirulina green juice. Another one of my masterpieces, because it doesn't have any water in it, doesn't have any tap water. It's only Callaloo, spinach, celery, parsley, ginger, coconut water, and spirulina, the blue-green algae. Yeah, that build up your bones and, you know, keep you well strong. Gear those.
Yeah, so see, it's a whole lifestyle movement, you know, authentic through and through to the core. Like I said, I've been knowing you over 10 years. You are my real brother, my spiritual brother. And, you know, I'm just so, you know, I want to say astonished, because I think when you say astonished, it's almost like a surprise. But I don't want to say proud, because it's like, you know, that's more like a worldly type of feeling. But I'm so honored to know you and to be able to watch and, you know, see the strides that, you know, you're going up, you know, you're going all the way up. I think, you know, to compare you to Bob is almost not giving you the shine of your own that you really deserve, because, yeah, that foundation was laid with Bob. But what you're doing, you're really taking that, you know, not only elevating yourself, but, you know, the culture, the community. You know, and this is so long, you know, with so many people talk about, and there are a lot of different people that are going about doing it their own way, but the way that you're doing it with music, with agriculture, with education, you know, it's really to be honored, and that's real.
I'm honored, my sister. And since you mentioned my brother Bob Marley once again, I just want to say, Exodus! Of your people. You see me, right? Not right, because we're only building on the foundation that was set, and it's a strong foundation. You know, big up the King of Kings, Emperor Haile Selassie. Big up Marcus Garvey. Yeah, man, big up the Mama Land Africa, because Iya Gift Never Leave Foundation, Nigeria, Yoruba people. You see me, the great land where we're born. Yeah, man, big up this island of Jamaica. Reggae music, give thanks for life, and big up Digital Ace. You see me, big up my sister. Yo, I love the works you're doing. I'm so proud of you too, my sister. Big up your whole family. Yo, stay strong, live long.
You already know, more life, more fire. And that concludes today's segment. Thanks so much for calling in all the way from Jamaica. I'm broadcasting right here in my loft, my home loft here in the DC Metro. And stay tuned for more updates. We'll be sharing. Follow us on IG at the_digital_digest. And we'll follow back. Peace, my brother. Catch you on the IG.
Catch you soon. Oh.
Peace. And thank you for listening. Join us again. And welcome back. Another edition of the Digital Digest, and I'm podcasting here today from the DC metro area, and today we have with us on the line Iya Gift from Jamaica. Gift, you there? Iya Gift, 1 2 1 2. Iya Gift, is your phone on mute? Are you a gift? Are you a gift, you there? Are you a gift, you there?
Hello? Greetings? Yo, Ace.
Hello.
Okay, yeah, hearing you now.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.